The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Do you ever get a notification on your phone that says your package has been delivered? And then you go to get your package and the package has not been delivered? Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
And, you know, producer Jack, who's behind the scenes here, came to me and said, Dana, my package is lost. I don't know where my phone is, which is like hundreds and hundreds. We know it's like $10 million now, right? The iPhone 17.
Funny thing is he went to you because he knew you're the expert.
I'm the expert.
You're the package queen.
Now, hold on, Jack. Did you get your phone?
Eventually, yes, but it was under my mom's name, which
was
weird.
Oh, my gosh. The phone in the mom's name. That tells me your mom still pays your phone bill.
Both my brother and I are still
on the
family
plan. Lucky you. Yes. Lucky you. Go. Yeah, that's the bigger story. That's
milk it while you can.
Do it. Are you on their insurance, too?
I'm working on getting the health insurance.
Okay, good. Okay, anyway, I get that notification. And so I run downstairs to get my package, and it's not there, and I start freaking out. Mm. Where's my package? It says it's been delivered. I finally you know what? That's not the point. I figure out the USPS phone number directly to the supervisor. And he's like, hello? Because you're not supposed to have that number. I said, sir, it says the package has been delivered. It's not here. He said, oh, we just do that. It'll be there tomorrow. Then why are you bothering this man? Because it says my...
Have you been to the post office? There's like 10,000 packages and four people working.
That's true.
And half of those packages are yours.
That's true. Or have you ever gotten someone else's package delivered to your house, you know, and you just open it and keep it? Auto ate our neighbor's Skinny Pop.
And also we have a plethora of mouth guards. So the lady who used to live in our apartment, she obviously had something going on with her teeth, and she gets mouth guards every week. And now I have an endless supply of mouth guards.
And I have contacted her kids, and I've said, your mother's prescription drugs and her mouth guards are coming here every single month. You might want to stop that. And they don't care, so we're like, we'll just use the mouth guards.
Aren't mouth guards, I thought they were like specific to a person. They fit on anybody's
these
mouth?
These are generic.
I'm not going to lie, they're a little small for my mouth, but they work.
They mainly end up on the floor next to our bed.
I end up spitting them out in the middle of the night.
You're going to have like a reverse impact on your teeth, dog. Oh my God.
Hopefully not. Like
this isn't Dana Cortez specific problem, but it is a Dana. It's a bigger problem in Dana's world, I feel.
Me and Jack. Me and producer Jack.
The one thing that's happened to me with this is anytime I try to be romantic, and there was a time when I ordered flowers and I meant to send them to one of my ex-girlfriend's work, but I accidentally sent them back to my own apartment, and I wasn't home. When they got delivered, my neighbor Randy, who's a mechanic, got my flowers.
You sent your mechanic neighbor flowers?
Essentially, yes. But it even looked worse because it looked like I sent myself flowers. So when I got home, I just remember the knock on the door of Randy being so confused, a man of very few words, and it goes, here's your flowers.
That you sent yourself, you sad
soul. That I sent myself, dude. So
well, at least he didn't think you sent them to him. So anyway, okay.
I need that oil change.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Do you remember in May the viral video of everyone stuck at the top of that ginormous roller coaster in Galveston, Texas?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. I always wondered, are we going to get video of the rescue? I mean, this was the world was talking about this because it was a bunch of teenagers stuck up there. It took hours.
I think it took like 4 hours.
Yes, to get them down. And thankfully, the fire department in another county had the equipment, basically high-rise equipment to get up there to save these children. Well, I saw this video on Instagram. I want you to listen to it. And I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm watching this. Take a listen.
I'm clipping you to me. Hold that car steady. I've got the spreader in.
It's a close-up of the kids.
Stay with me. You're okay. We're opening it now.
Lifting.
Right?
I can't breathe.
And it's right up on there. And then I realized, how come the roller coaster keeps changing? I'm watching AI.
Oh.
I was doped.
That was intense, though.
I got had.
I just got had.
Let me tell you why AI dupes regular old news all the time. This is what the news reported.
Absolutely frightening is what it is.
It's
now,
so
we watched a fireman go up his ladder. Let me pull back here. Look at how tall the ladder is. This is for skyscrapers for fighting fires, and they're up there trying to get these people out onto their own platform to get them down.
KTRK, I love you, but hello, it's very high. That's not exciting. AI is duping folks left and right. Have you seen the Japanese flying car?
Yes.
Sony's releasing. Otto thought it was real.
They got me. I was like, Sony's making flying cars and PlayStations. They might be the greatest company on earth.
Oh my gosh. I had to tell him. I said, Otto, that is not real.
This was a deep fake because I really went into it and I started looking up how you would get a license for it and you had to go to flight school.
My gosh. I will admit, the person who made the video of the Sony flying car, it looked like a Newsweek video, like something you would see from a legitimate publication.
I was so ready to talk about it on the air.
I think it said Views Week on the left side. Like it was Views Week in red. I was like, no, that is not real.
It's such a exciting and scary time.
Yeah.
Because we live in the world of AI, which it is, of course, artificial intelligence, but it's also assisted intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
So it does help you. But also, like, we have a world of 3D printers now, too. We're like a whole new landscape of possibilities, good and bad.
It is good. It is bad. We can do wonderful things. We can do scary things. For instance, we moved about a year ago, and we were talking to our realtor. We were talking to her about something, and she started talking about a client of hers. She never disclosed her name, but she said, you know, she fell for an AI deep fake. The woman gets a call, and it's her nephew, and he is just distraught. He is a very accomplished surgeon, and he says to his aunt, I've been arrested for DUI. I cannot let my family know. I cannot let the hospital know. I can lose everything. I need $20,000. I'm going to have my attorney call you. Please, please, I will pay you back. And of course, she's like, oh my gosh. This is a woman who does not have a lot of money. She and her husband rush to the bank, take the $20,000 out, put it in an envelope. A gentleman and a woman come to their home, dressed to the nines, pick up the envelope and leave. And she says, I just started having a weird feeling. So I called his wife. And she said, what are you talking about? He's at work. So they call and they find out he's working. It was an AI deep voice fake. He does video on Instagram explaining what he does at the hospital and at work as a surgeon. The scammers took his voice and made some kind of audio clip. And she fell for it. And there's nothing anyone can do because they handed the cash to these people.
That sucks.
And they've got him on the ring and everything. You know, their security camera, but you can't really see their faces. You can't really tell. They'd covered their license plate. Like, there's no leads. It's been over a year, nothing.
I'm just going to tell you this. The one thing I've taken from this story is Auntie is down.
She's down for her nephew.
She's ready.
Yeah, she's a real G.
To do whatever she has
she's
to do.
She's a real G.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
You can get a free psychic reading right now, and we're all collectively getting a spiritual forecast for the week. I love this. RJ's here from RJ's Mystic. Welcome.
Hi.
What's up, RJ?
It's time for What's Your Sign? 877-730-DCS1. Now, before I get our spiritual forecast, RJ, you said that you have a message.
Yes, I feel like somebody listening is needing to hear this. And Spirit keeps repeating the same message to me, that you need to stop dimming your light to make other people comfortable. The hurt happened, the betrayal happened, the ending happened. Stop looking back, and it's time to let go to let new beginnings flow. You're keeping yourself trapped in something you've already outgrown, and Spirit keeps telling me that your next chapter begins the moment you stop looking back. And I believe that moment starts now.
Okay, you know who you are. Take that message and do with it what you will. Now, RJ, it's been a little tough these past couple of weeks. And what is our spiritual forecast looking like as a collective for all of us?
So this week, it's going to be really necessary to put down what no longer is working for you. And I feel like just people are going to be feeling overwhelmed and troubled by things that maybe keep repeating and things that might not have solution in sight right now. And if that's what's happening, it's kind of like time to let go and let God handle it. And we need to stop taking on other people's issues because it's only going to exhaust ourselves this week. Actually, this week, there's going to be a major shift in the love energy where you need to make sure that you're not jumping to conclusions and believing things based off of assumptions, especially if you don't know the full story or all the facts. And that's going to be especially true for those that are in the signs of Leo, Virgo, Aquarius, and Pisces.
Okay, when you said give it to God, I said give it to God. You can't solve everybody's problems. And then how are you going to take care of yourself if you're worried about everybody else, too? You're giving all that energy.
That's why I always say, like, you can't give from an empty cup. So I think you need to fill up yourself first, and the overflow is what you're allowed to give to other people.
That is such a great analogy. RJ, thank you so much.
I will say, as a Leo,
you're welcome.
It resonated with me.
Aye, Otto. So, of course, if you would like a psychic reading, call us now. 877-730-DCS1. You can also connect directly with RJ on Facebook, RJ's Mystic. And you're also on Instagram, right? RJ_Mystic?
I am.
I want to thank you so much. You just joined us and you just slid right in here and became part of the family. We love you already.
Thank you.
Okay,
thank
talk you, to you next you. Monday. Thank you.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I think that there are times that the friends around you aren't really friends and they can try to sabotage your relationship.
Oh,
you remember
yes.
that? Okay. That Down in the DM we played earlier, it was already a couple of hours ago, but it was Steven who was concerned about his girlfriend Jennifer because one of his cousin's friends said she matched with someone on a dating app. And it wasn't even like that. It did not go down to the DM.
Here's what's going down. I got a little brunch party going on this weekend, and it's at this new winery.
Trying to get with this
and
girl.
I have a plus
okay,
one.
Take a listen to what she
I was
says.
Wondering if you'd want to join me for that.
Oh, no. So this might be a little weird, but I actually have a boyfriend now.
So you're in a relationship.
Yeah, I actually deleted the app a few months ago.
So she's like, this was a long time ago. We might have matched, but it was months ago.
Mm.
And I think this guy already knew that. I'm not privy to that kind of information. I'm married to DJ Automatic. I don't care about the dating apps. Anthony, I know you're on. Does it have a date? Or can it be missed? I don't know.
At times, you could have it where your profile's still up or maybe the match is still there.
Okay,
so
okay.
I can understand.
And maybe she didn't even realize, right?
Yeah, I can understand in hindsight, yes, how she could still have it being active. I've done that where I've deleted my account, but it's still kind of up there, or it might still be matched with somebody.
But the bigger thing for me is that I think the friend was trying to get with his girl. I really think that that's a thing.
Dude.
I've had it happen to me where I'm with somebody, not any of your friends, Otto, way before we knew each other, and the guy was like trying to be really cool with me. And I was like, what's happening? Oh, he likes me. And was trying to talk to me. And I'm like, oh, you were a bad friend. I didn't even say anything.
I had it happen a few times. I had it like high school. I think that's kind of almost a given. It's going to happen.
Yeah, but these are adults.
Yeah. And then I had it happen in college. And then I had it happen after college as well.
Yeah, well, how did it go? Otto, what kind of friends do you have? More like frenemies.
I will say it lets you know where you really stand with these people, because the part that that stood out to me was one friend in particular was always like, man, you spend a lot of time with her. You should probably come out with us. You do this, blah, blah, blah.
Oh.
And then when we broke up, I'm not kidding, less than a month later, he calls me and he says, hey, would you be all right with me taking
so-and-so out? Oh, my gosh.
And I was like, I'm sure, go for it. I don't want that. And I just was like, you do you. You go ahead. And in my head, I was like, this guy the entire time was after her.
Was sabotaging your relationship. Thank God.
Says the wife.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Chick-fil-A has something new on the menu. Otto will give us deets and food news. Hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Spicy Ketchup.
Man, major reversal. Luigi Mangione, the man who allegedly killed the United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson, is expected to plead guilty.
Oh.
Yeah. So I guess he changed his mind, or maybe his attorneys changed his mind. Either way.
Is he just trying to avoid the death penalty?
I don't know. I don't know that we'll ever know. I don't know if he's going to speak in public or not, but I will let you know if I find out. All right. Food news, DJ Automatic.
Chick-fil-A is bringing us all a brand new sandwich. It is the chicken and waffle sandwich.
I don't know about that, because there's a lot of local spots that do chicken and waffles really well.
Well,
they better
I saw the
come
picture
with
of it. It looks delicious. And then they're going to also have the s'mores milkshake. And then they're going to have the s'mores frosted coffee.
Mm. Okay, that there I can go for. That s'mores milkshake just sounds good. I can't find the s'mores creamer anywhere.
Well, you can go get yourself some s'mores
I guess
over there at Chick-fil-A.
I love s'mores flavoring. S'mores flavored.
So
the s'mores flavored Pop-Tarts are so good.
Dude, when you put it in coffee, oh my gosh. I swear they're flipping it now on eBay for like $25. I'm like, I'm not doing that. What do we have for now? National Day, Anthony A.
Let's go to kick it off with National Nonprofit Day. So I want to shout out all the nonprofits doing what you do for our community. We appreciate you.
Yeah, I work for the Boys and Girls Clubs for many, many years. They do a lot of good work with our kids.
Salute.
And also, you know what? Black cat appreciation. Black cats don't get enough love nowadays.
They don't. They're one of the least adopted pets. Black
They're
cats and black dogs. They are not bad luck.
Dude,
that is such a lie.
Can't change my mind about that.
No, yeah, no, I had my cat Inca. He was so great. He was wonderful.
And your life sucked back then, didn't it?
No, it didn't. It was actually good. If I'd had my cat, it would have been okay. No, I'm just kidding. Adopt black pets. I just read. They stay in the shelters longer, sometimes never finding a home. Oh, get out there and adopt one. All right, what's next?
And we'll wrap it up on National Thrift Shop Day.
Oh, I'm going to pop some tags. I like thrifting. I like it because my daughter loves it. Like, all three of my daughters love it now. First of all, she went 4 years without buying new shoes.
It wasn't 4 years.
Yes, it was. She wore those stupid shoes to college. I had to beg her to get new shoes. I'm like, girl, people think we just don't buy you shoes. And then she took $10 and bought her whole outfit for her senior year at the thrift church.
It was $50.
Shop. Whatever. But the shoe thing, I'm like, why is it that young people want nasty shoes? That's how I can tell how old you are. I'm just going to tell you right now, you got clean shoes. I know.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.